For a long time we have evaded the questions about God, light, freedom, immortality. Ultimately, humanity has produced a bomb. By denying God, light, freedom, immortality, in their free time, the humanity has produced a bomb. And now you find not only one bomb, but hundreds and thousands of bombs already in stock. And now we know that sometime some foolish man can come under control, in control of all these bombs, and can trigger off, the whole humanity can be destroyed. And today's question before humanity is, can we prevent such a man from coming to power? The power to open the stockpile and throw the bombs on humanity. What is the guarantee? How can you prevent it? It's a very immediate question, in fact. Without knowing, we are sitting on a volcano. Supposing there is a volcano, you do not know there is a volcano, but you are sitting nicely, having a good excursion. You have dance party, you have got eating party, you have got all fun, joy. Without knowing, there is a volcano burning. And suddenly it can erupt, and your whole party can be destroyed. We are in that condition today. We are sitting today on a volcano. Because the bombs are already there, not that they are going to be manufactured tomorrow. They are already manufactured. They are only stocked. Is there any means? And now we are now in search of an immediate solution. Is there any solution by which you can prevent some madman coming to power? It's not difficult to come to power these days. If you have a lot of money, and today you can get a lot of money also, not very difficult. All those who are in power today know how easy it is to get money. All of them today know how easy it is to get money. And they are amassing money. So if you have sufficient amount of money, you can come to top of power. It's not difficult. It's not impossible. Now that being the case, if one of these people who comes to power becomes mad, and he has got the key to open the stock of bombs, the whole humanity can be destroyed tomorrow, instantaneously. Therefore, the humanity is today asking immediate, is there any solution? The only solution could be wisdom. Madness can be cured only by wisdom. Is it possible to inject wisdom into humanity? This is the question. So that such mad people will not come to power. Or even the madman can be cured of his madness if wisdom can be given. But if you say you refuse to believe that there is another method, then you remain there where you are. Crisis remains constantly. You will not be able to cure the problem. Therefore, Sri Aurobindo says, even though attempts are being made to stop your questionings, even if they say, do not make further inquiries, there is no such possibility at all. But such evasions are never permanent in their effect. Mankind returns, knocking the doors of questioning to find out the other means of knowledge. And in search of immediate solution, they want now. There's no waiting for it. Now we want a solution. So that's what Sri Aurobindo says. Mankind returns from them with a more vehement impulse of inquiry or a more violent hunger for an immediate solution. Immediate solution. By that hunger, mysticism prophets. The word mysticism, that is defined. By that hunger, mysticism profits. Mysticism means search or inquiry. Beyond what is now known, into that which is mysterious, that which is secret, that which is unknown, into the depths, so as to bring out that which is mysterious, that which is spiritual, that which is secret. That's the meaning of mysticism. So when you return with hunger, as a result, mysticism profits. The search into the secret, into the unknown, into the mysticism, into the mystic reality, spiritual reality, that profits. Large number of people then begin to search for God once again. And new religions flower. There is so much of revolt even against all religions, because they are found to be insufficient. And new religions begin to flower. That is the condition of today. You will find today how many new religions are arising in the world. All religions are reviving. New religions are springing. Because mankind has found something terrible and they want immediate solution. By that hunger, mysticism profits and new religions arise to replace the old. The old which have been destroyed or stripped of significance by a skepticism. The old religions have been doubted. But doubt, skepticism, which itself could not satisfy. Even the state of doubt is not satisfying. Therefore, even skepticism is also thrown out. Why skepticism could not satisfy? Because although its business was inquiry, it was unwilling sufficiently to inquire. Like Bertrand Russell, whose business was inquiry. But he refuses to inquire. Very declaredly, openly, we refuse to believe. So although his business was to inquire, he should have asked, all right, we cannot find the solutions to the present problems, then let us inquire further. But no, his business was inquiry, but he's not prepared to inquire. Therefore, even that kind of skepticism will be thrown away. All religions will be thrown away. Even doubt will be thrown away. And then the real mysticism will prosper. The attempt to deny or stifle a truth because it is yet obscure in its outward workings and too often represented by obscurantist superstition or a crude faith is itself a kind of obscurantism. the will to escape from a cosmic necessity because it is arduous, difficult to justify by immediate tangible results, slow in regulating its operations, must turn out eventually to have been no acceptance of the truth of nature, but a revolt against the secret, mightier will of the Great Mother. Now, this is a difficult sentence, and tomorrow I shall take it up. In the meantime, read twice at home. Try to understand these sentences. When you read twice, you will be able to understand yourself, because I already explained in a way. But read again, all right? So from here to the end of the chapter is tomorrow's program, and the after program is already decided. Thank you.